Hey Thomas,
How's it going?
it's going. I made myself some 2 week coffee.
What is 2 week coffee? You brewed it
As
for
in
2 weeks.
TOO, like two. It's not strong enough.
Need to get a new coffee maker.
Well, I'm doing this, so I have no one to blame but myself. I just didn't scoop enough in there.
Me and my spouse, actually, I'm not that big of a coffee make a drinker. My spouse is. I end up usually drinking like dirty chai, and then like just one coffee drink that I make.
I like those dirty chais.
Is there a Trader Joe's by you?
No, I do Starbucks. All right, here's the order. You ready? It's a tall dirty chai, hot, one shot. Coconut milk, no water. Because in the at Starbucks at least they will do water, in the chai, in addition
Right.
to whatever steamed milk they do. But with all the spices, it feels more coconut milky, like I don't know, almost like a curry or something.
Because to say, if there's a Trader Joe's by you, they sell their liquid chai concentrate. It's a 3-to-1 concentrate. So normally what I do is I do 2 cold press shots. 2/3 of a cup of the concentrate, and then what is it? 1 1/3 cups of milk over ice. And I actually really like Trader Joe's chai. I don't like Dunkin' Donuts is disgusting. There's too much vanilla in it. Why you would put vanilla in chai, I have no idea. And Starbucks, I'm not a massive fan of it either. It's really gingery, and yeah, I like mine more on the peppery side. So, but
Yeah.
I drink a lot of chai.
Any chai tea lattes for you, Martin?
I have one. Oh, coffee, actually, not a chai.
I'm doing coffee. I was telling Thomas I made it 2 weak this morning. It's not strong enough, but
Where
that's
is
a
it?
big muffin that you have.
Yeah, so I'm trying to make up for the weakness of the coffee with volume, I guess.
So you need one of these guys
Yeah,
to find it.
but I'm not doing any sophisticated stuff. It's just coffee and sometimes, or maybe tea and milk. I just put enough milk so that it looks good. So,
You know when it's the right color.
Exactly.
I started drinking coffee black a while back because I'm always nervous that there won't be creamer available, and I'm like, well, if I like it black, then I'm just always good to go. If you have coffee, you're ready to drink it.
Why shouldn't it be available?
I don't know. If I just show up at some place and they're like, "Oh, we have coffee, but we don't have creamer." I'm not saying this is a rational thing that's going on. It's just
Yeah, I don't know how it is in the US, but here it's more likely that coffee gets way too expensive and you only drink milk.
There you go. You need one of these things. Then don't have to worry about weak coffee.
I do have an espresso machine over here. It was my mother-in-law's, and she got it years and years and years ago, very long time ago when she retired, and she never used it. And I was so jealous of it. Every time I would go over to her house, it was sitting on the counter, like completely untouched. And then one day I went over there, and she had it all packed up by the door. I'm like, "Hey, what's happening with this espresso machine?" And she's like, "Oh, I never use it. I'm getting rid of it." And I just, made puppy dog eyes, and she's like, "Well, do you want it?" I'm like, "Yes, I do. I do
Yes, I want it. I
want
want it.
that."
That thing's pretty cool. It does press espresso, cold press espresso, cold brew, regular coffee, and like a few other ones. And it's all whole bean. So you just put in the, you tell it what you want, throw it in, it measures it, grinds it, changes the grind pattern based on what type of coffee you want, brew cycles, all that fun stuff. But
Mine's
more
pretty
weeks.
manual. But it's
I
fun,
drink in
the
the
ritual. All right. I don't know. I don't know if we have a ton to talk about. I mean, we probably could just keep going and going with stuff, but I feel like our top priority is probably just making sure that our charter is ready to present to the PC tomorrow, and it seems pretty close. So I don't know. Maybe we won't go the full hour.
Or we could also do kind of a task list of what is then what's the work we are gonna achieve the next couple of months.
That's a really good idea.
Oh,
Okay. Well, let's dive in. I'm going to share my screen. Let's see. Too much stuff up. There we go. All right. I feel like we got this pared down pretty well. I'll just kind of go over it and see if there's any sections that we feel like need to change. I added some stuff to it just to kind of make sure that it was complete. And I know there were some suggestions on here. Okay. Community Directed Development PC Working Group. Purpose and objective: establish and maintain communication between CDF participants within the PC, CC and TC. Establish and refine the PC's role in the CDDF. Do y'all mind if I put that first? I need to expand this.
It's all fine because our name is kind of saying that as well.
Yeah, that's true. And then refine the DIP process, which we kind of called out specifically. I do think that this, right here, in a sense, is kind of implied by the first bullet, but I also know that a lot of explicit focus has been put on the DIP process. So I don't at least have a problem saying it specifically.
I fully understand. It's you know, Caitlin can then see we have adopted her thinking.
All right. So are we cool with these purposes and objectives? All right, I think we've been over them quite a bit. So, in scope, overseeing the implementation of the DIP initiative proposal, sorry, the development initiative proposal, including the creation of a minimally viable DIP process, shadowing a pilot of the minimally viable DIP process, the process of clarifying the folio components into community and participating components. The process by which the community resource points allocate to the PC are managed and spent. So these two I like because they say the like process, like it kind of comes up with like process definition instead of necessarily saying that we're going to start doing these things, that we'll just outline what it would mean for us to do these things. Maybe if I said define the process of classifying the folio.
And you need to delete the first, the, yeah. Yes.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Explore other open source community development approaches for possible integration with the CDDF. Gather community feedback as the CDDF is being implemented to ensure that the process is meeting the community's needs. Okay. Out of scope, project management of any aspect of development performed within the CDDF. Evaluation of technical deliverables delegate to TC and development teams. Acquisition of funding, and we wanted some more specific language for this. So I guess what I meant here is that we're not going to try and find the money to do this stuff. So what would be a better way to express that?
don't know. I would have been fine with the sentence as it was. I don't know. It's I think it's clear what is not.
Charlotte, are you wanting to see anything else here or?
So I think it's more that do we have a language we have used before? The acquisition of funding I have not seen in any folio context yet, but
Yeah, I'm not a, I don't know. I mean, what, I mean, I guess we could look real quick at the CCs.
yeah, maybe the in the document what is but you know the document you presented at
Yeah.
WolfCon, yeah. So there's some language there we can reuse.
Is this it? Yeah.
Funding to support.
Funding the community directive development acknowledges four categories of funding, pooled funding. All right, so this outlines the funding sources, resource allocation. In order to no, yeah, this is definitely all
And
right.
that's more people.
Yeah, like who does what.
Yeah, but I'm fine with what you wrote. And then,
So it does say allocate funds. So
okay.
community
Yes.
council allocates funds towards a community development pool.
What about simply copy that bullet point then? And then we can, I'll
Okay.
reuse.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to prove that. Martin, you mentioned maybe we could do something like current membership. Something like that, maybe.
So what I like about that it is PC members is that we are kind of elected to lift
Okay.
these tasks. And I have seen working groups where, people engaged and they were kind of it was risk-free to keep the con the things going and going and going. But I'd say it's not risk-free for us because we are with a mandate of making sure that we will get the work done. Did you have any special in mind, Martin?
No, but I remember that we had a discussion, I think, in the PC or maybe in the I mean in the predecessor of this group.
Yeah. So
So I just mentioned it that we may decide whether we want to be open or not.
okay. So are I'm comfortable either way, I suppose. I think your concern, Charlotte, is very valid, and I have seen similar things as well. I also know that there's only so many people on the product council, and and we can all get spread pretty thin the more things that we're involved in. So it is good to be able to bring in interested people from the community to kind of help lift the weight a little bit. But with these three working groups specifically, they're very core to the PC's agenda for the year. And so I'm not I, th for these three groups specifically, I'm more open to the idea of it being like, just the PC members, I guess. But Martin?
What if you said that non-PC members may be invited by the group upon decision of the group or something like this?
So I think it was it our group that Lucy Harrison said she was interested in, or was it one of the other groups? And so, but I think having it as a bullet point, and then we can have it reviewed by the PC. And if there's pushback on that, then we of course can change it.
Yeah, I think this sentence is good because it
Yes.
leaves everything possible.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Do I need commas here? I guess it reads fine without it. Additional non-PC members may be added by invitation. Oh,
So,
I didn't mean to do that.
non-English native
Yeah,
speaker. It looks really good for me.
okay.
It looks good.
Okay. Thomas, how do you feel about this?
I wasn't saying anything because what Martin said is what I was going to say, that we could always invite members, and that way we kind of get around people just randomly joining. So yeah,
Yeah.
I like it.
I do feel like if a the one of the reasons why I wanted to qualify non-PC members by invitation here is because I feel like if any PC member was like, "Hey, I want to join the group," I mean, I don't,
Of
bring
course.
it on.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool.
At the same extent, at later time, we don't want to box ourselves in. So if we want to pull in somebody from the community
Yeah.
for whatever.
Yeah. That is very true. Yeah, this kind of gives us some flexibility. Decision-making process, we're just kind of it pass this off to documented processes, which I'm great with. Meetings, we've selected this time, 6 months. I will go ahead and get a recurring meeting on the calendar since I've been sending them out each time, working harder, not smarter. And we do need to start using the Folio Wiki. So I'll try to be better about both of those things. But I think these are great. And we do have a I don't think we have a link to that. Might include in this document. There it is. Okay. Preferred channels, the dedicated Slack channel, Folio Community Directed Development. I'll throw one of these on there. And shared drive on Google. And updates on the working group progress on the work will be shared with the PC, TC, and CC on a regular basis at the council meetings. Deliverables. Okay. I think we maybe could define these a little bit better.
You mean minimal viable dip to be delivered on February 1st,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Documented pro a documented I don't think any type of that. Documented process for a minimally viable dip to be delivered by. Now I do have to say that Caitlin threw out this is not going to happen. But Caitlin did throw out December, I think, at WolfCon as like a target for the minimally viable dip. But February sounds more reasonable.
Say, I guess for all of us, we are wrapping up things
Yeah.
as quickly as we can now on all all tracks.
Maybe she meant December 2026.
Yeah.
That's perfectly doable. I'll go
So
with that.
it's also me who has pushed for that we say 6 months, because if we are kind of next WolfCon, that's so loosey goosey. So then we will the focus will be less.
What do y'all think? This is my son's birthday here, February 27th. He would love a minimally viable dip for his birthday. Does that sound like a good date to throw down?
I think your son needs to have more fun.
I'm an awesome dad.
Yeah.
By February 27th, 2026. Cool.
We can always adjust to see if we have to. If we have to push it out, we can. If we deliver early, that's great. So.
Yeah. Full dip process definition and roadmap. Well, let's extend out from there. You want to give us another
What about 3 months? End of May? Actually, that's not even 3 months. That's about 2 months.
May 29th.
Sure.
But then we are working longer than 6 months.
Yeah. So when you said 6 months, I was thinking 6 months starting in January.
Okay, then let's be explicit about that. That's fine
Okay.
with me.
Yeah.
It's fine with me.
I think getting this done till end of June would be, or more or less end of June would be really
Perfect.
great, because then we have the new elections, and so
Oh, yeah.
the terms end for certain kind of people, for example, for me. And so we get a fresh new start, maybe, and it would be good to have things done till then.
Also we are around probably around April May we will be handing in proposal for talks at the WolfCon.
Oh, that's
So
true.
yes,
Yeah.
it will be a little bit earlier next year because the WolfCon is 1 month earlier than it has been the past 2 years.
Actually, those were just really set. Let me see if I can find them.
Oh, okay.
They are running everything earlier.
Yes, I heard about that.
I think. What if we did May 1st?
That's about a month.
It's a, in a way we should we can do the estimates backwards. So now
That's
we
true.
know that the end of June would be our deadline. And I
Yeah.
like your the reason you mentioned Martin.
Meetings, duration. Right, let's take a look at June. All right, and we're meeting on Wednesdays, so June 24th. Okay, I think I'll make that bold.
Under a communication plan, maybe we should then list WolfCon as well, because that is communication.
That's a long sentence, but all right, something like that. Presentation outlining the deliverables of the
Working group.
group. Yeah. Will be proposed. Okay. Which means that when it comes to deliverables, we might want to list that out also.
Did your font size get a little small in the deliverables and milestones compared to the others?
Yeah.
Is it my laptop?
No, it did. Okay. So, okay. And we said this one would be May 1st, 2026. Okay, and then the phased rollout roadmap, we're doing that May 1st. Let's target something before the end of like if this is our last meeting, I don't necessarily want to have the roadmap in hand finish at our last meeting. It would be good to maybe have a couple of weeks to figure out what we're going to do with the roadmap and things like that. So I'm thinking something like the 3rd or the 10th of June.
Will we, during our work, have some conversations with the CC about where they are funding wise? Because I think one of it would also be a good deliverable if we are to suggest the scope of the community-driven development team, size-wise, but we cannot do it right now while we have no clue what would be the basis for the funding. But we could sketch it out, and we can also sketch out if we have this amount, we can see it be this.
Yeah.
Team size. If we have this amount, it's this team size.
So, what you're proposing sounds so important to do. I think it definitely needs to be done. I'm just and maybe we need to do it because nobody else is going to be doing it. But I'm really hoping that the CC has like a counterpart group to our own, and it seems like that conversation probably belongs in the CC's purview.
But the thing is, the CC people, they don't do not have this hands-on knowledge
Yeah.
about how
Yeah.
development teams work. And right now in our group, we have Thomas and we have me and we have you, Jeremy,
Yeah.
who is deeply involved in development teams and know the whole
Having a
planning
pause
and
here.
release
Yeah.
management cadence, etc. So I'm just a little bit worried about if it is people with a little bit more just strategic insight and not so much hands-on.
Okay. All right, let me think then how we can word this in like a PC kind of way. So we want to deliver to the CC a set of recommendations for community development team disposition or potential staffing models or something like that. deliverables.
I like that.
With that, could you do something along the lines of draft a recommendation of a base development team?
I think that's yeah, that's what I think Charlotte is saying. Yeah. So for a for possible, don't know about possible, a recommendation to the CC for staffing configurations.
Possibly get away with three people.
Community
Possibly.
team recommendation to the CC for possible staffing configuration. Right, I want to say four here. Sorry, I get two in my head about this stuff. I want to say four, but then I don't want to say four back here because hey, I don't like saying four twice in a row like that. A recommendation to the CC
Off.
of yep, you got it. Thank you. A recommendation to the CC of possible staffing configurations for a community development team. All right, I think that's getting to it. Okay. This is getting, let's see. I think if we were to do this,
I wonder if you should do this at a community development team. Do our team do an S and brackets? Because I think you could have different configurations based on if you have one team or three teams.
like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if we had the money for it.
Because theoretically, you could have a system architect that floats between two or three different teams, or you could
What
even
if
have it run two or three teams.
I put the S on configurations?
There you
Because I know Charlotte mentioned that we might be able to do like multiple,
go. That
you
makes sense.
know.
So
Yeah.
in a way you can say, so I am PO for Sif, Thor, and Clemming for this release. You can definitely, have be have some shared people. It does not need to be one PO for one team. You can definitely,
Yeah.
and but I think if this is to be efficient, then the developers need to, the more a group work together and have a conversation building on history that you simply know that. We can roll these things the more efficient. So it takes time to build up an efficient development team.
Yeah. I like this. Okay. That's
And it could also be that it's scalable when we see the success in this. So if we can start out funding it in the you know not the yeah starting out a little modest, and then we can scale up if we can see this is really rolling and we will are getting a lot of work done, and then it will also be easier to get it funded if we when we have proven the success.
I think the EPM teams, when they scale up and down, so right now, like Vega, their core team is the dean, who is the scrum master. They have two back-end developers, one front-end developer, and one QA person, plus also Ramon, which is he does usually spikes and system architect. That's their core team. And then when they scale up, they'll just bring on extra front-end, back-end developers that report to the permanent backend developer. So they'll like report to Alex, or they'll report to Dima, who's our front-end developer. But yeah, like Roman, he's our system person. He actually works with Vega, I think Polaris, and another team. He splits his time between three different teams. I forgot Nina. She's our QA person.
Okay. April. Just say the end of April, April 29th there. Well, no, because we have May 1st.
Calendar's so quiet.
So,
Think there's
well,
more than
I'll hear in May. Yeah, it gets.
So, our dates, are you now tabling them so they are fitting with Wednesdays?
I am not. I
Or
just realized I wasn't doing, or I have for
yeah.
some of them, but I'm not this May
But it
1st
would be
date.
kind of
Probably should.
nice if it was a Wednesday where we
Yeah.
are having a meeting and we can.
So May 6th would be the date. And February 27th is, and let's find a Wednesday in April for,
15.
yeah, I like that. Okay, I don't think I need these. Everybody knows. Okay. Does anyone have any idea when announcements been made for WolfCon proposals as far as deadlines for that stuff?
No, I do know that they were planning on trying to get the feed loop site up as soon as possible so that they could actually start getting proposals now. And the only thing I saw is that they want to try to have everything in place for June 25th for ALA so they can advertise there, but I don't think they're going to close submissions there. I can't find, I thought there was a preliminary timeline for things, but I can't find it in the Google Docs right now.
I'm fine leaving it blank and we can just kind of define it as we get more information. The only thing that I am not seeing here, I love that we added this about the community development team, but if we look at our goals, our in scope, so this is establish and refine the PC's role in the CDDF. And if we hop over here to the CDDF and look at the product council's roles here. They're responsible for designate community software. So we are responsible for identifying which aspects of Folio are community app. What do we call it? Community components.
So
Yeah.
core so and then that would be in Eureka terminology. So app platform complete, and is that kind
Yeah.
of in that range?
Yeah. So it would be like which apps are community apps. Now, I don't think that our group needs to necessarily do that, but I would like it if we talked about what the process of doing that might look like for the PC. Like what does the
Okay.
PC do in order to make that decision?
I mean, this is what we have mentioned in the scope section.
Yes, but we don't have a
Also,
deliverable associated with it.
no, but that's what I wanted to say. We have mentioned it in the scope section, and now we should also mention the and also for the resource points, how to distribute the resource points.
And this one is being handled by the other. Yeah, exactly. So both of these bullet points we'll need to figure out how to address. This review all dips and award community research supports. I think that this right here, this bullet point, probably could be handled in our definition of the dip process since it has to do with how we deal with a dip. So I think the only thing that we don't have is a deliverable associated with this community software.
We have to define what is an app. Like, do we mean
Well,
app as a group of modules or individual modules?
I mean, this will be part of the conversation that we have, but I do know that if we just put our eyes on Eureka, app has a technical definition. So, theoretically, we could just, I don't know, we need to talk about it. I'm actually not sure at all what the best approach is. So I've honestly been trying to avoid up until it's time to talk about it, nailing down specifically what scope the conversation should have.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, if you look at Eureka, that means we only have what, five apps, four apps, something like that, instead of 80.
I don't think it's going to be that way for long.
No, it's splitting up now. I can see the Serials app has defined its own app. And definitely for what inventory update we will define, also split it out of app platform complete.
And
I would argue that we should not base this on solely on this concept of apps.
Yeah, that might be the wrong move also.
I guess I'm saying is like, do we want to use apps? Do we want to use functional areas, or do we want to go to the module level? I think that might be worth defining and adding to the scope is like, what are we actually calling when we go through and do these definition or these classifications? What at what level are we classifying? We
Well,
don't have to do it now. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
should we put this in here as a task that we should tackle?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to tackle it for sure. I was definitely, so I believe that this in scope kind of task that we have right here, define the process of classifying the folio components right there. Totally. I mean, I picked that word because it was, I'm shamelessly avoiding like answering the question that you're asking Thomas,
That's fine.
to give, and but I do think in order to do this, we will have to disambiguate components. Like we are going to have that conversation.
Yeah, because
But
no one
my vote
else is
is to
doing it
avoid having
as.
it in this document and kind of wait till we can dedicate, a whole meeting to figuring that out.
Probably about 3 weeks to figuring that out.
We should all be thinking about it, I guess. It's going to be a tough one to get right, I think. But all right, so what deliverable do we want associated with that?
Maybe we can word it very similar, a recommendation to, and then it would be the PC of parts of folio, the community directed development is prioritizing. And then it could be.
Recommendation to the PC for a process by which folio components can be designated as community or participating. Community or participating. I'm gonna put these in quotes, I think.
Yeah, and it could be for some modules, it do not need to be the full responsibility, but simply, one of my core ideas is that we can help out areas where development has been afterthought for so long, and we have still not solved it. could be the result list of inventory. You know, it could be, yeah. So that's not saying that the community directed development team is taking over inventory, but is, you know, coming in with extra resources, making sure this is solved.
Perhaps we can also just keep using the term components, and then we can group whatever we want. Create our own app spaces. Sorry. My brain is focusing on that right now.
Very, okay. This is an aggressive schedule, but I like it, because, we can do great things.
And we have a lot of great pre-work in the documents you presented at WolfCon. So I don't feel the super nervous. I think we have some. We are not starting from a blank paper
Yeah.
in most of these.
I really, really appreciate Charlotte, your influence on this group, holding us accountable to setting dates and, scoping this work. It makes me feel like we're actually going to do something.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, I'm just going to reread through this just to see if it all sounds right. I have a feeling sometime in the spring we're going to be like shaking our heads, like, what were we thinking? Okay. Our deliverables that we're hoping to achieve here are a documented process for a minimally viable DIP to be delivered by February 27, 2026. A recommendation to the CC of possible staffing configurations for a community development team to be delivered by March 11, 2026. A documented process for designating Folio components as community or participating to be delivered by April 15, 2026. A full DIP process definition and roadmap to be delivered by May 6, 2026. And I'm going to use similar language here, maybe a recommendation for a phased rollout roadmap. Maybe I'll kind of rollout roadmap.
I think the S is a defaced.
Yeah, I think you're right.
No. Oh, okay.
Like that?
No, isn't it PHASED?
PHES.
ED, yes. Faced.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay. For some reason, my spell check's not working. Who knows what horrible spellings have slipped past me at this point.
Language
Recommendation
tools
for a
are always
phased
awful.
rollout roadmap to be delivered by June 10th. Now, what do we mean by phased rollout roadmap? What I intended for this to mean is a roadmap for what it would look like for the PC to completely adopt the CDDF, and like what the minimally viable DIP process might have had a pilot, but like this roadmap would say if we want to move from this MVP to the complete DIP process, like just kind of a timeline and plan for how to move from where we are to like a complete participation. Okay. Any thoughts about this? Are we happy with it? Is everyone as scared as I am?
Do
I
we
mean,
have? No, sorry, go ahead, Thomas.
oh no, I was just going to be sarcastic, so go
Okay.
ahead.
So I was thinking, are we planning in some processes where we are presenting? So the by February 27, so are we then planning to present some
Yeah, okay.
deliverables during our process? Because that could, maybe feed in with some with the feedback could help us be in line with the PC as well during the process.
Yeah,
I'm
that's a
just
really, really good point. So if we are handing all of these things over to the PC, then we'll need to increment these dates by one day, because and not wait, but not
This
that one.
is for the CC.
Yeah. So we'll look at that, but no, wait, also February 27th is a Friday. I think so. It'd be the 26th. Yeah.
So it's more you because this is kind of an a little bit agile that we make sure that we are aligned, that we what we are coming up with and
I don't know. I
not
could
that
never.
our presentation is to take up the full meeting. That's not because then we will take way up
Yeah.
way too much space and meeting time. But it could be 10, 15 minutes presentation and then immediately feedback. And that will also help our work to be progressing.
Yeah. For each one of these windows, I guess what I would kind of like to do is like we would look at our next deliverable and we would kind of plan out, all right, so we have we have 6 weeks or whatever to come up with this deliverable, and maybe we could plan on having something to show the PC for feedback, at 4 weeks, and but we just intend to like present the final version of it, at the dates that we have written down here. Does that work? Okay.
Yeah, I was actually going to say you might want to build in time for review for incorporating any suggestions or comments that PC has when you present them. That's what does that. So.
I'm going to leave this on the Wednesday date here just because I'm not familiar enough with the CC's meeting schedule. I never know when they're meeting, so
Do we need to worry about anything about Tri-Council?
yeah, I am still keen on the idea of getting some sort of tri-council version of this group to meet at like on like a monthly basis or something like that. Like our first meeting of the month be with them, or something along those lines. And I imagine, depending on it's entirely possible that at the tri-council meeting there will be a desire to have an update from people who have been working on the CDDF.
So is that in up in the communication plan? We should have that included.
Bird channel.
Right now we only update the PC, TC, and CC.
Yeah.
But it would be good to because that Tri-Council working group meeting once a month could be also for whom to present where we are with the deliverables.
Weird noises in the background. Sorry, my bird is starting to go nuts.
I can
Y'all
hear the bird.
capitalize a lot of words in German, right, Martin? Yeah, lots of capitals. I like
Yeah.
that. I like the capitals.
Oh, I don't like them. It's an extra key that you have to press the
Yeah,
keyboard for.
that's true. Tri-Council Working Group, monthly cadence, for the purpose of coordinating CDDF work across the three councils. All right. I don't mind writing this down. We can't make this happen, but I think we should try. We should try to get the other councils to agree to that.
And do you know it could be the meeting slot we have here? So we are not, because all of us is also busy people. So try to fit in yet another regular meeting would be, but we could use this meeting slot for that.
Yeah.
Tri-council meeting.
Do we want to list this maybe instead up here under meetings?
Oh yeah, maybe
Yeah,
that's
that
better.
makes sense. We
Ideally.
know who's on the other groups working on CDDF on
Yeah.
CTC.
Jen is on a group that's at least looking at identifying core modules. But I'll just reach out to the chairs and just see if I can make it happen. Will occur on the first wind day of the month during the same slot time. Okay. Well, we're almost at time. Do we feel pretty comfortable with bringing this to the PC tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Very
I
cool.
think you should have a date on this document for now. It's when it's done.
Is
I
there a
don't
spot for that?
know. Maybe you can, yeah.
Maybe I do it right here. Subtitle. And what is this? This is November 19th, 2025. Okay, cool.
Yes.
All right. Very cool. Thank y'all so much for all of your contributions to this. It's good. I'm excited that we're focusing on this stuff.
Me
Take it
too.
easy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.